New Year's. Have you made any resolutions? I hope not. You say, what? Well, our problem with New Year's resolutions is that before the week's over, we'll have broken them all. That's because I don't think we understand the biblical concept of resolution or of newness. What does the word new mean to you? It's a new year. What does new imply to you? Those of you that may be listening to this by recording, there is a bulletin that has in it a definition of what new is about in the Bible, in the newness. But we're starting a new year. And God has always called man to newness. Let me give you some passages. Psalms 33:3. Praise the Lord, sing to him a new song, and shout for joy. Psalms 40:3. He put a new song in my mouth, a hymn of praise to our God. Psalm 96:1, sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord all the earth. Sing to the Lord, praise his name. Proclaim his salvation day after day. Psalm 98:1, sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done wondrous things. Psalms 144:9, I will sing a new song to you, O God. Isaiah 42:10, sing to the Lord a new song. His praise from the ends of the earth. And then looking ahead, Revelation 5:9, they sang a new song. You are worthy to take the scroll and to open it. The word new in the Greek is defined, and this is in your bulletin, Vine's Expository Dictionary. Listen to this definition. You can read it with me if you've got the bulletin in front of you. If you're on recording, you might want to look it up. The word new, kainos, K-A-I-N-O-S, denotes new, of that which is unaccustomed or unused. Not new in time, recent, but new in form, as to form or quality of a different nature from what is contrasted as old. New covenant, new commandment, new character, new name, new life of the quickened spirit of the believer. Impossible to dissociate, listen to this, impossible to dissociate from the operation of the Holy Spirit, by whose power the service is rendered. You tracking that? God's Spirit is involved in newness. Our singing, our ode, as Scripture would have it, is used in praise of God or Christ. And as we begin a new year, let our lives be full of newness in our relationship to God. Did you notice that familiar song we just sang? Joy to the World. You may wonder why we didn't sing the first verse. But those verses we did sing talk about the future. Let men their songs employ. No more sins and sorrows grow, nor thorns infest the ground. He comes to make his blessings flow. That's new, as far as the curse is found. He rules the world in truth and grace, and makes the nation prove the glories of his righteousness. the wonders of his love. We sing about newness because God has always called man to a new living. If you've got your songbook in front of you, you might turn to 190. I want to read a passage from the scriptures. This song is familiar. I didn't ask Bill to lead it because I wasn't sure how well we knew it. I know we've sung it, but I want you to listen to Lamentations 3, starting with verse 22. If you've got the songbook open to 190, you're going to see some camaraderie here. Because of the Lord's great love, this is Lamentations. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed. For his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Look at number 9, 190. That song is taken directly from Lamentations. I say to myself, the Lord is my portion, therefore I will wait for him. The Lord is good to those whose hope is in him, to the one who seeks him. It is good to wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. You know, Jesus emphasized newness to his followers. In Luke 5 and verse 36, no one takes a patch from a new garment and sews it on an old one. If he does, he will have torn a new garment, and the porch from the new will not match the old. You get his message? You can't take old lifestyles and patch them into being a Christian. How are you different? Because of your Christianity than you were before. How has your life changed? See, one of our problems is that we want to take the things we enjoyed before we became a Christian that were perhaps not God's will and patch them into being a Christian. Yet as we start a new year, we need to remember what Jesus said and what the Bible taught about newness. Colossians 3 and verse 10. Put on a new self, which is being renewed in knowledge in the image of its creator. If the Lord wills it, starting January 9th, next Sunday, we will start talking about the image of the Creator of all we see. Being renewed in knowledge. What did you think when you looked out this morning or last night and saw the snow? Oh no, I have to shovel a walk. Oh no, I gotta watch out or I'll fall. I fell this morning getting off of the toilet. Falling is not a major issue for all of us, although there can be consequences. But spiritually, put on a new self and be renewed in knowledge. Next Sunday, Lord willing, we're going to start a new class at 10 o'clock. Why? Because we need to be renewed in knowledge. You say, well, I probably won't hear anything I haven't heard before. Well, I hope that's not true. One of the things that I have run into in my ministry is the fact that I have people who reject what I say because they never heard it before. Well, I never heard that. Good. Wonderful. That means you're learning something. We're not asking you to agree with something. We're asking you to accept what God says. What the Bible teaches. This class next Sunday is going to take us on a survey of the New Testament. We'll start out with Matthew. It'll be an overview. It'll take us through the entire New Testament, and then we'll zero in on one of those books. Listen to Hebrews 10, starting with verse 19. Since we have confidence to enter the most holy place by the blood of Jesus Christ, by a new and living way open to us through his body. What is this communion we just participated in? It's entering into the holy place. I hope you celebrated that you looked at the bread as the actual memorial of the body of Jesus nailed to the cross. I hope when you partook of the fruit of the vine that you were reminded of a new and living way. Galatians 6 and verse 15 says, what counts is a new creation. As you start a new year, I hope you can say, I'm going to be a new creation, a different person. Ephesians 4, verse 22. With regard to your former way of life, put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires, to be made new in the attitude of your minds. Can you think differently today than you did yesterday? As a result of your being here this morning, can you think differently about life? About the beauty of the world around you? Being made new in the attitude of your minds. And to put on a new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. Then that passage in Ephesians 4 goes on and gives practical suggestions about how to do that. This afternoon at 2 o'clock, some of us hope to be at Timbers. I'm not sure with my apparent respiratory problems are going to want me in the building, but those of you that are healthy, I hope you can be there and put on a new self. Some of them are looking forward to seeing us again. I don't know whether Sam is still there or not. I know that Veronica is. Created to be like God in righteousness. In 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old is gone. The new has come. All this is from God who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us a ministry of reconciliation. A few minutes ago, I said, I hope you haven't made any resolutions. Why? Well, maybe you're better than I am, but when I used to make New Year's resolution, it didn't take me long to break them. Oh, I'm going to not eat anymore whatever I shouldn't eat. Well, how long did that last? Well, I'm going to get up every morning and read God's Word. That's a good resolution. But on your own, you're probably not going to do it. There's always something that happens to interfere. We need help in having a ministry of reconciliation. In your bulletin today, those of you that are here, those of you that I'm mailing this to, there's an insert. This is a little extra opportunity for you to think and to grow. And I promise you this will challenge you. The Bible is full of discussions about how the Lord will provide something new. or instruct us to do something new. So the first one is in Samuel 6 and verse 7. Make a new cart. Take the ark of the Lord and lay it on the cart with jewels of gold. Why does God want a new cart? Lay it with jewels and with gold. Because God wants us to continually grow in how we serve Him. You know, we're going to a lot of struggle, a lot of effort to bring technology to all of us. You say, well, I'm technologically impaired. Yeah, me too. I'm thankful we have somebody like Carl or Gary who know how to handle electronics. But do you realize that when you're sick and you can't possibly get to the building, that there will be a way to participate in worship? Do you understand that classes will be electronically recorded? Do you understand that we have DVDs here that you can take home and play on your television set for your own personal admonition? You say, well, I've never done that. That's the point. That's the point. We are to be new as Christians, renewing ourselves. In 1 Kings 11 and verse 29, there's a discussion about a new garment. And the new garment was used to give an answer to the challenges of people of his day. So do you know how to do what 1 Peter 3 and verse 15 calls you to do? Be ready to give an answer of the reason of the hope within you to anyone who asks. That's why we had this series with John Cooper. That's why we're having this series starting on Sunday night next week. How do we know there's a God? How do we know Jesus lived? How do we know He was the Son of God? How do we know the Bible is God-breathed? Why do we believe what we believe? For many of us, that's a new garment. That's a new understanding. God calls us to newness. Well, take some time in your own private study. If you don't have something already lined out, go through the rest of those. And if you struggle with some of them, I'll be glad to help you with what my thinking was. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old is gone. The new has come. All this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. As we begin a new year, let's begin a new way of living, a new way of learning. Let's enjoy growing with all the new things God has given us. You know, we look forward to a new heaven and a new earth. In ancient Israel, the picture of God's newness was very different than in the New Testament. Listen to Isaiah 65, starting with verse 13, where there's a picture to ancient Israel of the future of the nation of Israel, if they would do what God called them to do. Quote, "This is what the sovereign Lord says. My servants will eat my food. My servants will drink. My servants will rejoice. My servants will sing out of the joy of their hearts. Past troubles will be forgotten and hidden from my eyes. Behold, I create a new heaven and a new earth. The former things will not be remembered, nor will they come to mind. In the new Jerusalem, a sound of weeping and crying will never be heard again. Never again will there be an infant that lives but a few days. or an old man who does not live out his years. He who dies at 100 will be thought to be a mere youth. They will build houses and dwell in them. They will plant vineyards and eat their fruit. They will not toil in vain or bear children doomed to misfortune. They will be people blessed by the Lord. Before they call, I will answer. While they are speaking, I will hear. The wolf and the lamb will feed together, and the lion eats straw like an ox. That was a promise of God to ancient Israel. But it was conditional. It was conditional on change. It was looking forward to a new heaven and a new earth. And listen how similar that is to the one given to us. Revelation 21, beginning with verse 1. This is to you. This is God talking. I'm just reading what God says. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away. Oh man, am I ready for that? Am I ready for that? No more COVID, no more cold, no more sinus drainage. Yeah, I'm ready. I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming out of heaven from God, prepared like a bride, beautifully dressed for her husband. I heard of a loud voice from the throne saying, now the dwelling of God is with men. He will live with them and they will be his God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death. Oh man, I'm ready for that. I lost three this year. No more crying. No more mourning. No more pain. The old order of things have passed away. And listen to how that passage ends. He who was seated on the throne said, I am making everything new. Aren't you ready for that? Can you start this new year as a new man, as a new woman, as a new Christian? A new quality of life. New in praise, new in gratitude, new in how you live. Not patching the world into your life choices. And understand we are working for a new existence. Newness. Don't make a New Year's resolution that you know you won't keep. What you do need to understand is that trusting in God and trusting in His plan is a way to have everything He promises, all things new. So we're going to sing a song you all know, Trust and Obey. But think of the message of this song and the implications it has for you and for those you love. Happy New Year. And let's all look forward to a year of newness. Let's stand together and sing, Trust and Obey.